Good morning, Grace Harbor. It's Dan. Happy Thursday and happy National Hat Day. Yep, today is another one of those fun mini holidays that happen each year. National Hat Day. Do you have a favorite hat? Right now, I'm loving my fleece-lined beanie because it's been so cold this week. But my house is full of hats. We have hats for our favorite sports teams, including my daughter's youth softball team that I help coach. We have hats we've picked up on vacation, including my daughter's Junior Ranger hat with Junior Ranger badges from all the national parks we visited. And our costume box has everything from a chef's hat to firefighter helmets and astronaut helmets and even a Santa hat. I think it's so cool that just a hat by itself can be enough to fuel your imagination. You don't always need a full costume. You can throw on that astronaut helmet, flip down the visor, and you're ready to blast off. A few minutes later, you can switch it out for a cowboy hat, and you're walking around the house calling yourself sheriff. Maybe that's why adults sometimes talk about wearing many hats. Have you ever heard someone say that? I wear many hats. What they mean is that they have lots of different jobs or roles, and they imagine switching hats whenever they change which one they're focusing on. For example, right now, I'm wearing my podcasting hat. It's not an actual hat, but it's the job I'm doing right now. Today, I'll also be wearing my dad hat, my husband hat, my pastor hat, my friend hat, and hopefully I can catch a few moments of quiet somewhere, and I can take off all of those hats and just be Dan. What are some of the hats you wear? I'm sure lots of you wear the student hat. We also have plenty of parent and grandparent hats being worn out there. How about musician, athlete, or artist hats? Remember, we're not necessarily talking about real hats, though you might have something like an actual baseball cap for Little League. Think about all the different places you go and things you do where you get to be a version of yourself and share those with your family. If you need more time, you can pause the podcast, and I'll be right here when you get back. I said before the break that these hats allow us to be versions of ourselves. What I mean is that while you will always be you, different parts of you get to shine when you're wearing different hats. For example, when I'm wearing my dad hat, I often like to be silly, doing silly voices and making up stories and playing games. When I'm wearing my pastor hat, I still like to have a spirit of fun and joy, but when I'm visiting with someone who's sick, or someone who's going through a tough time and they need me to listen and pray with them, that's not the time to be silly. I would imagine that when you're wearing your student hat, that's a time to focus and learn. But when you're wearing your friend hat during recess or at the park after school, you probably feel a little bit like a different person running around or climbing or pretending. Well, this week we've been exploring prayer. And sometimes people feel like they need to put on their imaginary prayer hat in order to talk to God. They need to be super serious or very quiet or use big words and long sentences. But one of the things I love about God is that God wants to hear our prayers no matter what hat we're wearing. God loves it when we close our eyes and fold our hands, but God also loves wiggle prayers. You know, the ones where I'm praying on the podcast or your adult is leading your family in prayer, but you're hanging upside down off the side of your bed or using a fidget to help you focus. Like we talked about earlier this week, God loves it when we take a few minutes or even longer to pray and to listen. But God also loves it when we say quick prayers throughout our day. And do you remember Brother Lawrence, the guy who loved to pray while washing dishes? He shows us that we really can be doing anything, wearing any of our hats, and God still loves to hear our prayers and respond. So, let's close out this morning by praying. But I want you to imagine that you're putting on one of your hats right now. You can put on your quiet hat, or you can get ready to do the wiggle prayer to end all wiggle prayers. You can imagine that you're the version of you that's about to show up at school, or you can be the sleepy you that's still trying to get going this morning. All I ask is that you keep thinking about God and try not to distract those who may be sitting still. Okay, here we go. Dear God, we thank you that you love us for who we truly are. You love every part of who we are. And no matter what hat we're wearing now or later today or tomorrow, you're always there, eager to listen. Amen. All right, Grace Harbor, enjoy National Hat Day, and I'll talk to you tonight.